This is not a scene from a movie. Its footage was taken of Oscar Grant's deadly shooting on a train platform by transit police in Oakland, California, New Year's Day, 2009. The event sparked riots and inspired Fruitvale Station, a feature film about Oscar's last day and his death.
You're gonna go to Frisco, right? See the fireworks?
You gonna say bye?
Bye.
Love you too.
On New Year's Eve, Oscar made resolutions. He decided to lead a lawful life, be loyal to his girlfriend, be a better father and a better son. A tall order after his incarceration.
I love you, honey.
I don't want nothing.
I do. And I'm praying for you. I'll see you when you get home.
Filmmaker Ryan Coogler humanizes Oscar by reconstructing his interactions with family and friends in the last 24 hours of his life.
When young people like Oscar die, you know, in the streets, you know, people don't think about the fact that, you know, this guy was 22, he had a life, and he had people who he meant the world to.
Coogler says the film is personal to him because what happened to Oscar could have happened to him, his brothers, his friends. But he adds, Oscar's portrayal is not meant to polarize, but to offer a human perspective on a young black man's life. He also hopes his film will shed light on racial profiling and how African-American males are especially vulnerable.
Mom wants their son to come home, you know, so moms give advice in situations, you know, stay out of these certain areas. You know, when you're dealing with the police, don't make sudden movements. Don't talk to them because they'll kill you. You know what I mean? And they'll go out of fear, or because they thought you had a gun, or because they thought you were up to something that you weren't.
I'm scared. I hear guns.
Those are firecrackers. You're safe inside.
What about you, Daddy?
We'll be back before you wake up, and we'll be fine.
Fruitvale Station is powerful with a strong cast featuring Oscar-winning actress Octavia Spencer. About a black man being in the wrong place on New Year's Day. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.